because swim run is a very equal sport, but it's still more men than women. And I said, well, I thought that we wanted to showcase women coaches as well.
Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chris. And this is a really special episode. I'm pretty stoked about this. On the show today, we have Mia Roman and Fanny Kuhn to talk about their organization, Wild Swim Run. For those of you who don't know, Mia is a pretty badass athlete, and Fanny happens just to be the reigning Attila world champion, which is great. They started this organization called Wild Swim Run that we're excited to tell you more about. We'll tell you more about that later.
Yes, so Catalina's a few weeks in the rearview mirror. We wanted to shout out a couple things. We have double race reports. If you missed those two episodes, we have the Low Tide Boys one. We also have the Arc Souls Ad Nature with Helen and Isabella up there, as well as you got to check out the, I guess it's hype video from Otolo.
It's definitely a hype video.
It's definitely like, a hype video.
How could you not be stoked watching that?
Crazy drone shots. You just, I guess, you know, during the moment I was kind of caught up racing. And we didn't take as much time as we probably should have to look around at the beauty around us, like Mikkel and Mats had mentioned. But that was done by Rasmus, who was contracted by Otolo. And that was a cool short film about there.
He also promised on social that he was going to include us in the next year's video. So just if we needed any more pressure. You know?
Yeah, we'll hold him to that, but he might have to stick around and he can't go off chasing the lead pack. Maybe we should get up there.
Yeah.
And
just get the shot right at the beginning.
Just
right at the beginning before we blow up.
What if we did just a dead out 400? Just take off from the start cannon.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think that'd be super funny. So we'll make sure to point ourselves out to him so we can fill his promise to us. But looking ahead, pretty excited about training. I'm actually really stoked to be training for Swim Run. I recently broke up with the shitty pool that we've been going at, and I know Chipper, you did the same, and we're both joining this 50-meter outdoor pool. That's very nice.
Up in Petaluma, which is a little bit north, and we're excited about that. The sun's out today. It's 75 degrees here in Northern California, so went for a run in a tank top today, and it was like, oh, summer's coming, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to get hot, too.
Speaking of running, both Chris and I are doing the Lake Sonoma 50 miler up in Healdsburg. The jury's out if we're wearing the tether or not together for that, but it is a 50 mile trail race that
we're
excited
I don't know
about.
if the ultra runners would understand.
I don't think they would appreciate the tether.
That should be fun. Yeah, we're going to run it No Man Left Behind, so we'll just do our usual chit chat, and I'll probably get mad at you for taking too much time at the aid stations at the beginning, and then once they start fading towards the end, you'll get mad at me.
I'll be like,
I'll just see you at the finish.
See you later. That is coming up in mid-April. Chris and I promised each other a pinky panda promise, as my daughter calls it, to not stop swimming, which has been our usual crux, I guess. Our usual crux is not the right word. What word am I looking for here?
I think you're looking for just M.O.
Yeah, we would do a race that involved swimming, and then after that race was done, we would literally stop for 6 months and all the hard work
take a break,
down the drain.
I think one thing that I did to kind of keep swimming, because it takes me a little bit longer to kind of refine my stroke and I feel like I have it and I want to keep progressing, is I actually joined Team Envol, which should be cool to do some specific swim run kind of like protocol workouts. So I'm excited to keep swimming, and I'm actually super stoked on Swim Run and super motivated for our next races whenever
they
are. So I'm pretty excited to kind of keep progressing
there. I'm looking forward to seeing what some Swim Run specific training is, because pretty much how we were doing it for Catalina is we had a run plan for, you know, these ultra marathons, and then we kind of just tried to throw a couple swims on it a week. Not really any swimming with much purpose or anything, so I'm looking forward to getting some specific swim run training.
Yeah, and I almost feel like our swims were very similar to our runs. When you're training for ultras, you're just trying to get long.
Yeah.
And a lot of our swims got long, which was great, but it wasn't any speed work for the most part or anything like that.
Anywho.
So shout out this week. we just learned about this, but want to give it out to Brent Molesbury, who's the race director at Orcas. He also puts on his own swim run series in the Seattle area. Apparently, I didn't know this, but Atala Catalina was his first swim run event. And Odyssey Swim Run tipped us off to this story. They posted it on social that halfway through the race, his teammate gave his goggles to his wife, whose goggles had broken. And then Brent handed over his goggles to his teammate, and who was basically leading all the swims. And he essentially had to do the Parsons Landing swim, which, as we talked about in our race report, was like the hardest swim of the day.
Yeah.
The most challenging. So he did that without any goggles. And then luckily at the next swim entrance, he asked some property owners if they had an extra set, and they hooked him up. But, I mean, talk about, like, selflessness and just, like, it's already a crazy day out there, and you just made it crazier. I mean, talk about sportsmanship and taking care of your teammate and all that stuff. It's got all the stories.
That has everything, and, you know, what Odyssey mentioned and what we feel like, too, it really embodies the true spirit of swim run that, it's not about you or me. It's kind of about the team and the community, which we really like there.
Yeah, so huge shout-out to Brent. Stoked to have met you, and, you know, we'll definitely get you on the show, and I want to hear some more details about that story in the coming weeks.
We'll see you at Orcas as well.
Yeah, definitely see you at Orcas. So this week's show, like I mentioned at the start, I'm really stoked about the show. I thought
same.
It was a great interview. We recorded this interview while we were in Catalina, and just feel lucky to be able to chat with me and Fanny about their journey in swim run and their organization, Wild Swim Run, which is a place where you can pretty much find everything you need to get out in nature and enjoy swim run. They specifically work to get women and girls to try the sport. And you'll hear more about this in the interview, but we encourage everyone to check out their Wild Swim Run Club, which is a paid membership where you get workouts and ability to sort of be around a group of women from around the globe. And one thing that they do that's really cool is part of their fees go towards their Wild Youth Initiatives, which provides scholarship for teens to come attend their super successful swim run camps. And by the way, their next camp is June 2nd through 7th in Mallorca, Spain, and all experience levels are welcome, in case you want to check that out.
Yes, so go to Wild Swim Run on Facebook to get more details on that. So as Chris mentioned, we're totally on board with Mia and Fanny's purpose and mission for Wild Swim Run and the Wild Youth Initiative. So we wanted to announce that we will be doing some Low Tide Boys merchandise, and part of the proceeds from selling the shirts and the sweatshirts and all this stuff that we're going to have will help pay for scholarships for two teens, or for some unspecified amount of teens.
Yeah, or more. If people go crazy, yeah.
So we will be donating to help two or more teens attend one of their camps, which is a really good way to get women and young women into the sport of swim run, and with a great inclusive community that really feels like a tribe. So stay tuned to our Instagram, The Low Tide Boys with a Z, or on our website, lowtideboys.com, for more info about when that store will be launching and the merch. But we have some pretty cool ideas we're ready to get out, but we wanted to kind of let everybody know about the fundraiser aspect of one of these pieces that will be for the Wild Youth Initiative to help Fanny and Mia.
We'll also be adding a donate button on our website, and we're trying to figure out how to do that best, and we'll be talking with me and Fanny about that. But we wanted to kind of surprise them on the show as they're listening to this podcast that we're going to do that, because, yeah, again, we were so moved by their story, and we just totally co-sign with what they're trying to do. So we thought it'd be fun to try to have, you know, the Low Tide Boys scholarship for their wild youth initiative. Anyway, I think without further ado, enjoy this episode with the co-founders of Wild Swim Run,
Fanny and Mia.
Amazing humans and super
hell of swim runners.
Hell of a swim runner. With us today, we have Mia Roman and Fanny Kuhn. They're swim runners from Europe, and we're really excited to be chatting with them. We're in Catalina Island.
Literally on a wharf.
On a wharf. Yeah. You might hear the waves in the background. So welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you
so much.
So the first thing we always ask everyone that we've had on the show, we've had four people on the show, is a little bit about yourselves, like how you discovered swim run and how you fell in love with the sport.
All right, should I start?
Fanny, go first.
Well, I'm Fanny, and I was a swimmer for like my whole life, and after I was done with my swimming career, actually after I was here in the U.S., I swam for University of Louisville. I got home. And I wanted to try some other sport, and I got into triathlon a little bit, and I did one Olympic triathlon, and I liked it. But then I met a friend that thought I should try a swim run, and before that I had only done I hadn't run very far. I think, well, whatever you run in the triathlon.
10K.
Exactly. And he thought I should do Attila Uta with him, which is in almost 40 kilometers total. And I don't know, I just couldn't say no to the challenge, so I said yes. And we did it, and we actually ended up winning.
Wow.
It was not easy. And
I have a question about that, though.
Yeah.
So you were a collegiate breaststroke swimmer.
Did you
do the race? Did you do the Attila race doing the breaststroke, or did you do like the regular fly?
No, I mean, it would be nice, but sadly, breaststroke in wetsuit is not recommended.
It's not. Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Probably a lot of yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's
yeah. Fly could go, but I think also with the pool buoy, freestyle is definitely recommended.
Yeah, that would just look weird if you're trying to breaststroke with a pool buoy.
Or do the butterfly. I can't do the butterfly anyway.
Yeah. So butterfly, oh my goodness, that would just be crazy.
But it's good to train butterfly though, I think. A little bit with paddles and stuff, with a lot of power. Yeah. I do that a lot.
I don't know any strokes. I'm bad. When we get a workout that says, you know, IM or something, just free. I do free.
A backstroke you could do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of know the thing of it, but me butterflying would look like
he's kind of like
having a problem in the water.
He's like an adult learner. So I think only when you're a kid, only when you're a kid did they make you do all this strokes.
Adult onset swimmer.
Yeah.
I started really swimming when I was like 22 or 23 or something.
But that is early.
Well,
I was
3 years
oh, really?
I started 3 years ago, so I was like 38.
Wow. So that's a perfect segue into your story.
So I have to, when Fundy writes the swim sessions, I have to translate them because she doesn't understand that the majority of us don't understand what she's writing.
Oh.
It's like Greek. It's
yeah.
like Greek.
Yes.
And then she adds these little things called fly and stuff. And we're like, what?
Or she'll write like a 7,000 yard work or a meter workout. And you're like, my shoulders would explode.
This is the easy one. I'm like, that's not the easy one. My story into swim run then is
sorry.
A little bit. No, yeah, you forgot me.
Sorry, Mia.
No, it's okay. You forgot. That's actually almost the reason why I started, because I don't want people to be forgotten. I got into swim run. I said for many, many years I wanted to learn how to do the front crawl or crawl. What did you say? Freestyle.
Freestyle. Yeah.
And I never got around to it. I like adventures and I like to do things. But somehow the idea of stripping down into a bikini in the middle of the Swedish winter, even if it's indoor in the pool, just like, you know, pale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not nice.
Okay.
To do that, like the threshold was so high, so it took me years. And my ex-husband started and he started something called swim run. And I thought he was an idiot. I could not understand what he was on about.
Yeah.
But eventually, I was like, okay, I'm going to learn this. So I did a crawl course. Oh, not a crawl course. I did a swim lesson with Envol coaching. Then I went on a camp with him 3 months later to Costa Brava in Spain. And I fell in love with swim run.
Mm.
Like, it was just absolutely amazing.
Seems like a nice place to, you know, dip your toe in swim run in Spain.
It's better than a brown lake.
Okay.
with no visibility. But for me, I always done a lot of water sports.
Mm-hmm.
So I think swimming, like, it was a natural element in a way. So I fell in love with it. And then the weeks went by and I started doing a bit in Sweden. And then I was like, I really want other people to experience what I just experienced. And then we spoke to Fanny and you were racing with another girl as well, but both living in Spain.
So you guys had a mutual friend? Is that how you met?
Yeah, that I met at this camp. And then I just said to her, like, oh, I really want to do a camp for women, by women. I was a bit fed up with men, to be honest.
Yeah. So are we. Yeah, we don't hate guys. Don't blame you.
So I was like, yeah, we should just be women because I have two kids. Now I generalize, but in general, women don't really take the time for ourselves. So I said, let's do a weekend. It's not too long. Mm-hmm. Doing it in an affordable place because we usually don't really spend that much money on ourselves either, yeah. Especially on our training. And we should have only female coaches because swimrun is a very equal sport, mm-hmm. but it's still more men than women. And I said, well, I thought that we wanted to showcase women coaches as well.
Do you know what's the percentage of sort of male to female ratio at these races? Do you have a sense of that?
I actually don't know.
I don't know.
I think in Cannes, I'm not sure, but I think in Cannes, in the experience in the sprint, it was 50-50 or even more women.
Wow. Yeah, I know. For example, the breakers women's have had quite even races also.
Yeah, but I know that some of the sprint races, I think, with Ertler are quite equal.
I feel that it's definitely better than triathlon, that's for sure. And I want to say 65, 35-ish. Does that equal 100?
Yes.
Perfect. And... So I feel it's not 50-50 where I think everybody wants it, but it's better than a lot of other sports like you were mentioning there. So. Yeah.
So you guys did a race together though.
No, yeah, that was later. Yeah. So, later. So then we did the first camp, like we just tried it out and did it 1 year. And then
we did two camps because the first one sold out in 48 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
It did actually. So obviously there was a demand for
2 years ago.
Then we did a race together the same year. Yeah. Mia flew back like a few like it was like a week.
And your partner
later.
Got injured. Yeah. And then I think you tested me a little bit because I was a rookie and funny was experienced one. Mm-hmm. And then I think you approved me a bit during that weekend.
No, it was not at all like that. I've already seen how good you were when we were training together, and then I wanted to race with you.
Did you guys win that race?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I want to go back a little bit to these camps that we kind of glossed over. I mean, you made a camp for women, by women. How did that feel, the reception of selling that out? Like, that must have been the most amazing thing. Like, what were your expectations, and did it meet them or exceed them?
We had no expectations, and I was out running in the mountains with this other girl when we launched it. And then my phone started going ding, ding. And I was like, what? What? We're three people. We're five people.
And the only thing we did to, the only thing we have really done to market this is post in social media about it.
Wow.
So all our other camps afterwards as well.
So that was, so you just put up a website, came up with
this idea. We just put a notice on a swimrun group, basically. We didn't have a website.
The first time. There was before we started the brand and everything.
You didn't even have a name for it.
No. Yes, we did. Wild Coast, because Costa Brava is Wild Coast.
Yeah. Wild Coast camps. Or I think
it was just for it's still for fun, but it was just, and then it took us about, and then, the first one sold out quickly, and then we decided to do a second camp.
How many people did you have at that first camp?
We were 18 in total?
Yeah.
16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
18. But we tried to keep it quite small groups also because we want to have control and we want everyone to have like their own space and also to be able to have a secure camp when you're doing the swim run in the mountains and everything.
Yeah.
It's important to not be too big of a group.
And also building the network. We want to build like a female network of different ages. Like the camp had, we were in age range from 15 to from 16 to 57 on that camp.
Wow!
And we think it's a brilliant platform of just socializing across borders and across ages.
So this was 2 years ago.
That's 2 years ago.
And how many of that initial 16, 18 people, did they go on to then race a swim run event?
One girl is here now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And Becky, she's from the UK. Mm-hmm. And then we have another one, Natalia Gurgic. She's been to a camp 1 year ago in Var. So we stay in touch and we're friends now. Like it's
that's awesome. That's really great.
It's very rewarding.
And it's also Karen that's been to all three she signed up this year too. So she's been with us from the start, and she's come back every time.
And do you keep bringing the same coaches back, or do you kind of shuffle around between a couple of coaches? And who are they? We would love to.
It's been us so far, mainly. We had Elizabeth, another girl, last year because I injured my knee. So I couldn't participate. So then we brought Elizabeth in. So it's mainly been us.
Oh, great!
So far,
awesome.
But we want to build that as well, and to bring in female, like, endurance coaches. Both to now we started a club. If we skip a bit forward, but we started a swim run club called Wild Swim Run Club, and we want to there also portray and work together with female endurance coaches. So
after the first one sold out, which was amazing, you have a second one. At what point are you like, all right, we need to invest some time, put up a website, and really think big?
That was after a year after almost we decided to do that together.
It was in the fall.
Yeah. Maybe.
I have to think about it was half a year later.
Yeah.
So this the camps camp. Were in March and April. And then I think October, November, we both have been thinking a bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, we said we were going to do a new camp. And then I think I emailed you and said, do you want to do something more about
it? Yeah, exactly.
And you were like, yes.
Let's just do it together.
And that's another thing. We don't really know each other. We didn't know each other. But I just knew that it's more fun to do things together with someone.
Right.
And we
tethered together.
Yes. And we had arranged two camps, quite intense camps, and we never had a fight. And I never thought that it was difficult to bring something up with Fanny. It was so easy to do it. And then I said, why don't we just... And I think we complement each other quite well
as well. Yeah, and it's gone very well through these years also. We worked very well and communicate well with each other. Mm. So
I can't imagine, like, the logistics of setting a camp up. And how many days is it? Is it for the weekend? Friday,
it's
Saturday?
A long weekend. So it's only from Thursday afternoon to Sunday.
Okay.
So it's only, like, 3.5 days, really.
Still more than I can handle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just so impressive. Yeah. And like you said, a really intense... sort of like test for you for your relationship, sort of, which is
kind of like swim run itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of parallels.
It's almost like a metaphor.
Yeah,
that.
It really is.
So the website is wildswimrun.com.
We're negotiating that one. It's for now it's wildwomenswimrun.com.
Yeah. Okay. But we're looking to change to that domain actually.
Was it available?
Well, we'll put it in the show notes so everyone can check it out.
No, but there's actually a group in Australia called Swim Run Wild, and he has his website in Swim Run Wild, but he has the other domain also. But
we're having a dialogue. So.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted. Let us know if you want us to go out there and talk to the guy.
If you Google Wild Swim Run, I'm sure you'll find the website.
Yeah, and you're on the different Facebook. There's two or three primary swim run Facebook groups that you post on that I've seen a lot. So those would be the good ones. And we mentioned those before, but we'll list them again in the show.
Yeah, and you got all the social media. So what
we have our own Facebook page as well called Wild Swim Run.
Yes.
Perfect.
How we structure it is that we say Wild Swim Run Community. We think that's for everyone. We want to lower the threshold for women or everyone, especially women.
They can actually try it.
Yeah, where there, then you can be. I mean, you can be a member in the Wild Swim Run Community on Facebook, and you can go to our website. We have a lot of content. We write some articles about races, about some people that participated in the camps and other stuff. So there you can check it out.
That's like a forum for everyone to just make it easy. That's what we want, and that's what the camps as well. We want to make it accessible. And we bring gear. They can borrow stuff. They don't have to buy lots of stuff beforehand.
Nice.
So we want to make it easy to try.
So let me ask you a little bit about the camps. I mean, such a vast age range, late teens into the 50s. Kind of what have you found? What are these women when they come there? What do they start with? Like, what was the original reason why? And then I'm sure by the end, And when they're repeating over and over all these years, what are they kind of getting out besides just, oh, I got a good training weekend and I got a lot of miles on my legs.
Yeah, but I learned how to swim with the tether.
Yeah. what other stuff in this kind of safe space in the women's only environment that you've created, what are they getting out of that addition?
I think it was one of the first or the second camp. One woman said to me, this is the first trip she made by herself and she was 50. Wow. And for me, that made it all worth all the hours. That someone put the trust in us to actually, I'm going to go away on my own and do this. We get women that sort of email us that, oh, I really want to go, but I'm a bit scared that I'll be the slow, bad person at the back. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do it, because it doesn't matter who's last or who's first. It really doesn't matter.
No, we usually try and split it up, so we have a front group and a back group, and then sort of gather everyone together along the way.
Yeah, the camps we've had has not been the focus is not on being fast or doing mileage. Mm-hmm. It's about experience and learning and seeing this stunning nature where we are. So there's room for everyone.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that people take with them also is discovering the nature. Like now we've done camps. The main camp we have each year is in Costa Brava above Barcelona where I live. And so there is really nice nature and for Nordics, Germans and people from England to come there and swim in the nice clear waters and see the views there is quite something that you take with you and probably want to come back to as well.
I want to go there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. when is this?
we said we can do mixed camps if someone hire us to do them.
Well, if you ever need some people to be in the slow group,
give us a call. I'll lead the slow group.
So I think it's really amazing, and we were talking about this before we went on air that, you know, what we're trying to do in the U.S. is really just reduce the barrier to entry, explain the sport to people, and just have it be as diverse and inclusive as possible, and not have it be about necessarily podiuming. If you're fast, that's great. If you're slow, that's great too, and just about experiencing nature and actually, you know, taking on this adventure that all these races are. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of parallels with what Wild Women Swim Run is doing. How do you see your role in helping grow the sport, both, you know, in the world, that's not even Europe, just it's a small enough sport that everybody's paying attention from wherever you are. What do you see as your North Star, like your ultimate goal? It's a very heavy question.
We haven't had the yearly conference yet.
But I think to help the sport grow in general, I think, and also to help more, especially more women to try it and get into it. It's our main goal in all kinds of ways, in all the ways that we work with the community, the club, and the wild teams competing for our brand. It's all to inspire and also to create a community around it, so people feel like they're part of a group that they can ask all the questions and also just an aid in doing the sport and getting into it.
And also on a different level as well, it's like life is tough. Like we all go through stuff. The older we get, the more shit we basically have to deal with. And sometimes we need a break. And some joy or a relief from whatever it is, and swim run can be that, and also think that the network that you acquire or we can help to create can give you something extra. I've been helping another girl with her CV, for example. We sort of try to help out in more ways than just swim run. It grows sort of
it's more than
beyond that
just swim run. Yeah.
It's about feeling good about yourself. And I think that's comes down to the Wild Youth initiatives that we want to do as well. If we can show teenagers that life might be tough when you're 15, 16, 17, but when you get over that, it's like there's so much more left.
Yeah.
And then how do you know that? Yeah, you have your parents, but here you're sitting at a dinner table with someone that's 20 and someone that's 30, someone's 40 and someone's 50. And you sort of get different perspective on it.
Yeah, that's very insightful.
Tell us more about this initiative that you're trying to build for youth.
Yeah, well, we've always wanted to try and get more young women into the sport, and luckily we were very happy to get a donation last year for it was from Ruben McRae and Attila. So we got this donation to towards the Wild Youth Initiative. So we were able to actually offer two full scholarships to our camp now in Costa Brava in April.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so we took in some applications, and now two girls have gotten it. So they're going to come to the camp and join us there and discover swim run.
Yeah, and all the the girls that didn't get the scholarship, they've all been invited to join the club. So they get a 1 year membership. And we're just starting that off, so we don't have that many members, but the first year they will sort of be in it for free.
Awesome.
And also the membership fee, apart of that, goes towards the youth initiative.
Okay, to go back in and
feed. Yeah, exactly. And we hope to do also in the future to do a whole youth camp, like to have a for young women.
Now, when you say youth, what do you have a particular age range in mind, or, you know, 12 to 18, or kind of what do you think about?
The scholarship, we said 15 to 20.
Okay.
And that was basically because you need to be able to travel by yourself to where we are.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I have small kids. They're 5.5 and 7.5. So we want to do like a family camp in the future. You can go with your kids. Cool. But the youth, maybe 13, 14. So we don't have, but it's I think the age ranges might change for different initiatives that we do.
Okay. Right. Great. Nice.
Right. So is the plan to maybe have more camps throughout the year or keep it?
We would love to do a lot, but we also work full time, both of us.
That old thing.
And it actually
the 9-to-5 thing.
It takes some time also to. I mean, it's not just to go somewhere and do the same. I mean, you have to check out the environment and know where you're going and make sure everything's safe before. So it's like, we have a lot of ideas of really cool places we want to go, but we have to find the time also to check them out and make sure that they work.
We hope to be able to come to America and do a camp here soon.
I mean, soon-ish. I got a big deck. We can throw some tents out back.
Yeah.
I think we could do it. Awesome. Well, I have a question it might be a loaded one, but, you know, we're talking about women, and I know a lot of men, myself included, I know Chris, I'll speak for him here, we want to be allies to this type of movement. What's one or two things that a male swim runner can do to sort of help a female swim runner feel more welcome, or what can we do to be allies to the like female swim run movement or female movement in general?
It's a good question. One very easy, easy answer is to not assume, and this is a bit harsh maybe, to not assume that you're better. I think that happens a bit too often, unfortunately.
I've had my, maybe it's not a lesson, but I've been passed in the water, on the bike, on the trails by so many women, I don't assume that ever anymore. Yeah. You know, I've had my ass kicked plenty of times.
And we also say at each camp, we only have one, not rule, but a wish that everyone introduce one friend to swim run.
Okay.
So maybe that's something that everyone can take with them, male or female.
Right. Yeah, but I think also the swim run sport is already a very inclusive compared to other sports, I think. So I think it's already very helpful. So if we all can be part of spreading the spirit of swim run and the community that we already have and everything, I think more and more women are going to feel welcome, and as well men. Like, I mean, we should keep it equal and open to everyone.
Yeah, I think when you tried a race, like for Ötler, for example, if you tried one of the races, you know it's a very equal sport. Mm-hmm. You have you have the categories of men, women, and the mix, but then you also have an overall podium. So if there's like a mixed team or a women's team that's first, you win the competition.
Right, and that actually, that's not that uncommon, because there's some mixed teams that are just amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
So they just kick ass.
kick
everyone's ass.
And female teams as well.
So
I think it is really, we love the sport because it is a very equal sport in a way. We just want to make it even more, have even more people doing it because we love the sport.
Yeah. So how important do you think it is that Attila is now in the U.S. for the sport as a whole?
I think it's really cool. But I mean, you in the U.S., I mean, with you guys and all the other races that are in the U.S. already, I think it's already starting to take off. But also with Attila having an event here and bringing many Europeans also, mm-hmm. it's fun to mix it all together, the whole swimrun community, and definitely mm-hmm. helps also the sport to grow here. But I think if it takes off in this country, it will really help the sport globally also to grow quickly.
Yeah, I know Triathlete, the local Triathlete magazine, seems like every episode they're talking about swimrun now.
Yeah,
yeah. Swimrun, it's like so the new thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's our fault, but
yeah. I don't think it is.
That's why I didn't say it.
Awesome. So what's the next kind of camp that you have coming up, or next thing that you would like to put the word out there about?
Well, the one in April now is been sold out for a while. All but right. We have a camp in Mallorca also in okay. June. It is the 4th to 7th of June. It's okay. also a long weekend camp. And there we will actually focus a little extra on open water swimming. And okay. it's beginners are very welcome there. Also, as we'll focus on the swimming and a lot of technique as well.
That's great, because I know open water swimming for a lot of people, you know, swimming in the lap pool is one thing, but mm-hmm. you get out right. there and you think Jaws is going to come up and snatch you out of the water or something's going to happen. But
yeah, so that's awesome. Mallorca is a special place in my heart. That's where I went on my honeymoon with
nice.
My wife mm-hmm. and got lost in the mountains one on a trail run. It was a lot of fun. But I was found, so I found my way. Found my way. But yeah, so that's an awesome island to pretty much do anything. It's so beautiful. So yeah, and you can learn about that on your website, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll link that in the show notes, and then also on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
And so where, if people were to take two things away from this show, besides joining your Wild Swim Run community and signing up for a training event, how many training camps do you offer a year? It sounds like you're starting to kind of do a spring, a fall.
I think about three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the aim.
And you got to be quick on the registration. It sounds like they sell out pretty fast, so you better get on it.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun for us when it does, because you know it's very rewarding for all of us.
Yeah,
yeah.
But to answer your question, to take with them, it's easier than you think.
Yeah.
To do it doesn't have to be so complicated.
No, but you always find new friends. Yeah. In swimrun, I think.
Yeah, that's why we're here. Yeah. We have like the wild house up here on the hill behind, and we're a few from UK. They've okay. been to our camps. We are from Sweden, a few yeah. of us, and there's the two American girls that just found our website and emailed us, and they're doing their first swim run now.
Oh, that's awesome!
So it's like the range from world champions like Fanny and her partner Desiree to complete beginners that never set their foot in the water, basically.
We saw your post on Instagram, and I yeah. thought that was so cool, about yeah. probably eight people or something, but yeah, yeah, world champs from first-timers, yeah. and it yeah. was really cool, and again, I think that really speaks to the general community yeah. of swimrun, and then obviously yeah. the community that you two are building.
And then also, I'm injured, like I've had a really bad knee injury that I've been struggling with for a year, and I could either I did really good before, like I was mm-hmm. on the podium some of the competitions I competed in, and I could either just be at home and do my rehab in silence, or I decided to still be a part of it, and I'm going to swim walk the experience tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I love the sport and I want to be a part of it, but also to show that, you know, just be part of it. If you're injured, if you can't, just come and cheer then, because it's everything around it. It's just not the race. It's what we do before and what you do after, the memories as well.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that swimrun and in general, like, this isn't just the race, isn't just on Saturday mm-hmm. or just on Sunday. There's Friday, there's the trash cleanup on the beach, there's a happy hour that we're going to head yeah. to after mm-hmm. this, there's another training thing that you hosted. Yeah. They, you know, it's the whole weekend, that it's not just one thing, and I think that's really kind of the underlying foundation for the community.
Yeah, it really enriches yeah. your lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. totally.
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing to add to that.
So the main takeaway, if you haven't tried swimrun, you yeah. should try it.
And if you want help, you can call us.
Yeah, if you want help, find a community to join to help answer your questions.
Yeah.
So I think with that, Fanny, Mia, thank you so much for being on the show. Have a great race this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for really bringing something new to the sport as well.
It's new.
No, we love your podcast and your Instagram account.
Awesome. Yeah.
A lot of laugh from
we
that.
Really, we really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Totally didn't need to say that. We're still going to produce this.
How much do we owe you again? Okay. All right. We're going to the happy hour now.
Yeah, we're going to the happy hour. Right.
Thank you for listening to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined.
You can also sign up for our newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at The Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, drop us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Writing Easy Records for our show music, and of course our wives for their support and tolerance of our swim run activities, hobbies, and other bullshit we do.
Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
And then run to the finish line. And just keep going until you're done.
Yes. Or
until
run
you
to
cross the finish line.
Or run to the car.
Or run to your car.
Somewhere. Just keep running. Please.